Well, we often think about this period as the Industrial Revolution, which it was, and therefore a great deal of disruption, unemployment, poverty, civil unrest and so on. And of course it wouldn't have happened without that. But that's only, it's a necessary explanation. People who are not poor and who are not suffering don't tend to cause unrest in other ways. But the point was, their solution was political. They believed, rather strangely, that democracy was the answer, because we had also just fought a war lasting a generation. If you add the First and Second World Wars together and then double it, the wars against revolutionary Napoleonic France were still longer than that. We'd had an entire generation of war, as a result of which there had been enormous increase in the level of public spending, of taxation, of military mobilisation. And after the end of the war, there was a colossal economic slump, huge numbers of demobilised soldiers. But the taxes on ordinary articles of consumption, things like soap and candles and the Corn Laws, continued and actually were quite significant in raising people's cost of living. So it seemed to ordinary people as if the benefits of the war, there'd been no peace dividend for them, and they would almost continue to be oppressed and taxed and suffering just as if the war was still on. So the solution was, a reformed parliament wouldn't do this. If we can reform parliament, then we can correct all the other things as well.